Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast number 781. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast, my beloved, is to encourage you, exhort you, and motivate you to simply just pray to God in faith, believing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for there's still power in prayer. Beloved, this podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to just pray. If I can get you to simply just pray to God in faith, believing in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will happen, will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do, and may I add lovingly, with tribulation. Because the devil hates prayer. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God in faith believing. Beloved, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Matthew chapter 19, verse 13, which reads, "Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them." Allow me to share with you some more important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. We have here the welcome which Christ gave to some little children that were brought to him. Observe, one, little children may be brought to Christ as needy, as needing, and being capable of receiving blessings from him and having an interest in his intercession. Number two, therefore they should be brought to him. We cannot do better for our children than to commit them to the Lord Jesus, to be wrought upon and prayed for by him. We can but beg a blessing for them. It is Christ only that can command the blessing. The fault of the disciples in rebuking them: they discountenanced the address as vain and frivolous, and reproved them that made it as impertinent and troublesome. Either they thought it below their master to take notice of little children, except anything in particular ailed them, or they thought he had toil enough with his other work, and would not have him diverted from it. Or they thought, if such an address as this were encouraged, all the country would bring their children to him, and they should never see an end of it. It is well for us that Christ has more love and tenderness in him than the best of his disciples have. And let us learn of him not to discountenance any willing, well-meaning souls in their inquiries after Christ, though they are but weak. If he do not break the bruised reed, we should not. Those that seek unto Christ must not think it strange if they meet with opposition and rebuke, even from good men who think they know the mind of Christ better than they do. My. Beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote is from Richard Baxter. He said, "Prayer must carry on our work as much as preaching. He preacheth not heartily to his people that will not pray for them." And may I add, and pray for the power to come down. Beloved, my personal encouragement for you today is this. You may ask me, why do I need to pray more? My friend, isn't it strange how that when God pours out his blessings upon us, instead of our getting more on fire for the Lord, we get cooler and cooler. And so therefore, even with God's blessings, you need to pray more. You need to understand that you don't have the power to manage your life successfully without God. You need God's direction. You need God's power. You need his leadership in your life. No matter how much Bible you know, no matter how many Bible schools you have attended, you had better open your mouth and pray to God. Beloved, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled The Ministry in Prayer, Part 12, from the book The Weapon of Prayer by Dr. E.M. Bounds, the Doctor of Prayer. Dr. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." It was after this fashion that these apostles, the first preachers in the early church, labored in prayer, and only those who labor after the same fashion are the true successors of these apostles. This is the true, the scriptural apostolical succession, the succession of simple faith, earnest desire for holiness of heart and life, and zealous praying. These are the things today which make the ministry strong, faithful, and efficient. Workmen who needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Jesus Christ, God's leader and commander of his people, lived and suffered under this law of prayer. All his personal conquests in his life on earth were won by obedience to this law. While the conquests which have been won by his representative since he ascended to heaven were gained only when this condition of prayer was heartily and fully met. Christ was under this one prayer condition. His apostles were under the same prayer condition. His saints are under it, and even his angels are under it. By every token, therefore, preachers are under the same prayer law. Not for one moment are they relieved or excused from obedience to the law of prayer. It is their very life, the source of their power, the secret of their religious experience and communion with God. Christ could do nothing without prayer. Christ could do all things by prayer. The apostles were helpless without prayer and were absolutely dependent upon it for success in defeating their spiritual foes. They could do all things by prayer. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. Please remember the announcer, my daughter, Daniela, Danny White, who helped me to start this podcast so many years ago, will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast. We used to call it broadcast back in those days, for reasons I don't wish to get into right now. However, dear friends, please join us in prayer. Holy Father God, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We praise you, Holy Father God, for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings you have bestowed upon us. Down through the years, we individually confess our sins, our faults, and our failures unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins as we from our hearts. By your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Afresh and anew, crush and crucify our flesh, the old man within us. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. Help us to love right, live right, think right, and do right. Please deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin. Thank you, Lord, for our daily bread. We pray that you continue to bless us with it. And we pray this especially during this time. And Lord, we pray for the millions who don't have their daily bread. Please provide that for them today. And Holy Father God, we pray together and we pray collectively and individually for the prayer list we normally pray each week. Lord, we pray for over 3 million souls to come to know your Savior through this ministry alone. We pray for the revival of all of your Christian people in your church today. We pray for the healing of all Christian marriages and families, for the salvation of all families that don't know you. We pray for the healing of this nation. We pray for the salvation of this nation. We pray your blessings in the world. We pray your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, and missionaries. We pray the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests to us and to our ministry. We pray for Henry. Please heal him of stomach ulcers, anemia, and other medical problems, and bless him with the money for surgery. Holy Father God, we pray for Cheryl, for her Christian bookstore to receive financial support and be allowed to reopen soon. We pray for Rosario. Please work a miracle and touch and soften D's heart in the hearts of the people around him. Bring about reconciliation and forgiveness between them. heal Rosario and give her strength to face things that are beyond her capabilities. Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you as Savior and who have received you into their hearts and into their spirits. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm them in the faith, establish them in the faith, and have them to grow in the faith to become the holy, spirit-filled and controlled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Robert Mobisa and Jr. And now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Joe, Jill, and Evangeline. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, allow me to show you how. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.